You are listening to the 2023 expanded and updated version of Ezekiel's Path, Our Family's Walk Through Childhood Leukemia, originally published in 2016, written by Adam Lowe, and narrated for you by Adam Lowe. Cover artwork by Adam Lowe. For my family, Stacia, Joey, Zeke, Mac, and Curtis, I will love all of you forever and always. And for Ezekiel, you are the reason this book has been written. What started as a journey to simply vent my thoughts and emotions has turned into a message to share with the world, and I have you to thank, my sweet boy. I love you with all my heart, and I can't wait for the day that this disease is eliminated from you forever. A quick note on the update of this book. This book was originally written in 2016 when we had completed the first full year of treatment for Zeke's cancer. As you listen to this book now, however, you will notice that there are things that don't necessarily line up with current timelines. For instance, as you will hear in the preface, this was written at the one-year hindsight mark. But as things sit, we're almost 8 years since diagnosis, and so a full 7 years since this book was originally written. That is the benefit of writing an updated version of a book like this, because I get to revisit some of these wild moments and emotions, but I also get to provide more insight on the journey and see where things have improved since then. That said, throughout this new version of the book, you will hear insights that are more current, and those will be the updates and expansions for the special 2023 audiobook version of Ezekiel's Path. Preface. And so here we are, just over a year later, as I sit here and write this, and I still catch myself in or near tears. For the most part, we've all gotten pretty used to the idea that this is our world now. We've all sort of gotten to understand the routine of everything, and come to know what to expect from hospital visits, home medications, timed clinic visits, etc. But there are times, over a year later, when it still hits like a ton of bricks. My son has leukemia. Leukemia. That is often a very bitter pill to swallow for me. It is sometimes difficult to find the peace in all of this, even as a man of faith. I have been a believer my entire life, and so this diagnosis has never created a doubt in me regarding the faithfulness of my Heavenly Father. But I have also never been gifted with faith, at least not a super strong one. There are people who have that gift, and I envy those people, especially in this current life we now have to live. Like I said, I don't doubt God's plan, but at the same time, I have a very hard time seeing what His plan could possibly be in putting my child through this horrible ordeal. What could possibly be worth the hell that my little boy is having to endure? I just can't seem to figure it out. My wife, on the other hand, is incredibly gifted with a mustard seed-like faith. She has been so very sturdy throughout this whole process, never questioning its purpose, never wondering if there was something good that was going to come out of it, never thinking that this was all for naught. She's known from the very beginning that God is going to bring something great from the ashes of all this pain and suffering. And that is only but one of the many reasons that I've been able to hold it together so well. Because she has been such a great source of encouragement when I felt like this whole thing was empty and hopeless. My hope with this book is that anyone reading it will be blessed. Life is really hard sometimes, and sometimes it seems entirely unfair how difficult it really can be. And my desire is to convey the truth that we've been trying to live out. The simple truth that while yes, life is incredibly difficult and unfair sometimes, God is good, and He chooses His people very specifically to deal with very specific trials. No matter what the trials we encounter in life, no matter how big or small, it is possible to make it through. If you go into any and every trial with the knowledge that through Christ all things are possible, there is no obstacle you cannot overcome in this life. So with that, I say be blessed, my friends and my family. Adam Lowe.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?